Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another weekend review. And I'm not going to waste any time today because we have one of the horror icons. When I was growing up, we had, a few reoccurring characters out there. You know, Chucky, some lesser known things like Pumpkinhead, you know. But to me, there was, you know, a top tier. Then there was everybody else. And there was three characters on that top tier. And in no particular order, or at least not today. That's a discussion for another day, another episode. You had Jason Voorhees. You had Freddy Krueger. And then you had Michael Myers. And today's movie is the second one in that new trilogy, new Halloween trilogy, called Halloween Kills. Now, Halloween, the original Halloween came out in 1978, but the other Halloween that's in this trilogy now came out in 2018, and it brought back Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Laurie Strode. And we learned how she's been doing over the years and how the trauma affected her and her family and all of that stuff. And it was a cool approach to provide that backstory to see what she was up to before they got back to the killing. So the movie played kind of like a family drama a lot of times. And, you know, they gave us some backstory on Michael. And then, you know, Michael got out and, you know, he did his thing. And when that movie ended, and of course there's spoilers here, you know, if you haven't seen it, you kind of can assume what happened. Michael was locked in the basement in the burning house and left to die. They trapped him down there. And this movie literally picks up right where the last one ends. So let's just get into it. We actually start with a flashback and kind of establishes some of the older characters we would see later on, you know, in the movie. Before we flash forward and we see Lori and her family on the way to the hospital, and, you know, fire trucks are passing by going the opposite direction, and, you know, they know they're going there to put that fire out. So you already know what's going to happen. They inadvertently provide Michael with the means to get out. Now, I'll say spoiler-free here, but if you pay attention to the trailers, you kind of already know what happens there. Now, meanwhile, Lori's in the hospital, you know, for her injuries, and they find out, you know, Michael is alive. And you know what? I mean, that's pretty much where I can stop. I mean, there's not a lot more to get into. You know, going forward, you know, Michael is wilding out. He's on a, you know, massive killing spree. We get some callbacks to survivors in other movies who join forces to hunt Michael down and say they're going to end things once and for all on that night. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 46% with the audience at an 80%, which, you know, there's no surprise there. And I kind of agree with both. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let me first get to these positives, and this is going to be short and sweet on the positive side. We get a huge dose of Michael Myers doing his thing, killing and wreaking havoc. And boy, do we get some great kills in this one with a decent amount of blood and gore, which definitely is appreciated. Any kind of time you get a slasher like this with a character, you want to see him in action doing his thing, and you definitely get a lot of that. And like I said, this is a pretty seamless a sequel, meaning it really does literally pick up where the last one left off. So, you know, there is no time loss here. You know, it goes right into the next movie. And it all happens real time. You know, it's all basically that same night. But the story is where my negatives actually start. There really isn't any movement on the story. I mean, there's no advancement at all. I mean, you know, like I said, it all happens on the same night, which I don't have a problem with, you know, real-time movies or real-time horror or anything like that. Some of the best movies are real-time horror movies. But he is basically running around killing indiscriminately, which I enjoyed, of course. But there was no focus or no goal here as far as the rest of the characters, the rest of the story. And they added some other characters again. I'm not going to spoil it here to, you know, punch things up and add some background to it. But and they're the focus of, you know, the rest of the story, because they have this whole plan to hunt Michael down. And it didn't really do it for me, because it didn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, let's just drive around indiscriminately. But then let's hang out at the hospital, because he's coming here for sure. Because why again? Because he needs to get her and risk getting killed by the mob. I mean, it just didn't play right to me. And then the acting was really uneven in this. There's some really bad acting, some bad dialogue. A lot of it was kind of hokey. This one person keeps making all these speeches and ending them with the catchphrase, "Evil dies tonight." I mean, you're going to run that in the ground. You're going to hear that "evil dies tonight" a lot. And it's, yeah, it's really cheesy. I just really wasn't a fan of that part of the story. I don't, you know, the way they put that together. So we get Michael, you know, killing, which I enjoyed, mixed with a whole bunch of corny speeches and tough talk and a very ineffective search. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And of course I enjoyed it. I mean, I put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. You know, I enjoyed it for what it was, and, you know, it gave me exactly what I wanted. I wanted to see a slasher. I wanted to see Michael Myers on a killing spree and being this brutal killing machine that he is, and it's really good stuff. That's what you give. That's what they give you. But the storyline overall is pretty weak. Not feeling like it's going anywhere, and like I said, the acting that was up and down in a lot of places, it really brought the score down for me. It would have been higher had the story been a little bit better. Again, you judge horror movies differently on a different scale. It's not like, you know, you're judging anything else. So, you know, you get some exceptions for horror, but yeah, not, you know, you don't just totally disregard things. I mean, it still has to have, you know, a narrative that goes somewhere, and this one just doesn't do that. But if you're a fan of the series and the slasher genre in general, you're gonna get what you came for. But if you're looking for this to like go somewhere or have like some kind of deeper story and meaning, like the first one. Or I keep saying the first one, like the first one in this set of the trilogy, where they gave you, I didn't know how they were going to pick up with the story, but they picked up with the story by saying, okay, hey, here's what Lori's been doing all this time, and guess what? She had a family, and here's how it affected her family all these years going forward. And that was cool. The story was like, you know, obviously it felt like the story progressed in that sense. But yeah, I mean, like I said, you're going to get what you came for. You're going to get to see Michael Myers being that unstoppable killing machine on the big screen in all of his murderous glory. And that's all you really want, honestly. I mean, you know, as far as expectations. So will it live up to those expectations? Yes, definitely. If you're looking for anything more than that, then I'm going to say you're probably not going to get that. But again, fun movie. If you're looking for horror, I would definitely go check this out this weekend. If, again, you're a fan of slashers and, you know, horror in general, of course. But if you're a fan of slashers, this is definitely a must-see for those horror fans. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook, those pages, the same name. I post all of my links there and posters and things, so you can check out and see exactly, you know, what I was watching. And, yeah, this is Horror Month. I know you guys are like saying, wait, where's the content? I know I had released a couple of podcasts last weekend. VHS 94, that was a new one that's streaming exclusively on Shudder. Definitely go to listen to that episode and check that out. I saw the new, loosely, I'll say, horror movie Lamb, which, yeah, just go check out that episode and listen to my thoughts on that one. But yeah, this weekend it's going down. You're wondering where the content is? It is coming. I got most disturbing episode coming up. Already watched that. Already have that written. I just need to record it. I'll be releasing that and have another movie that I am watching this weekend. So again, horror content is coming. I got some theme things going on. So stay tuned. If you're a horror fan, you're in the right place for this month anyway. But yeah. Again, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.